Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled, It Wasn't Your Fault, Treating Sexual Abuse in Children and Adults. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Catherine Appleton, and I'll be the narrator of this CD. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding treating patients, clients, etc., dealing with sexual abuse. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content, either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. Each of the questions that is included on this CD is reprinted in your answer booklet. These questions are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer book prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Each answer is only used once, and keep in mind there is nothing trick or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purposes of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your setting. When you hear the word therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD, we will discuss such topics as dreams, treating of the child victim, desexualization, grieving losses, play therapy, family stance and trance, and false childhood memories. So let's get started. It wasn't your fault. How many times have you heard yourself say that to a sexually abused client? As you may know, sometimes a child's feelings of guilt and responsibility for the sexual abuse they have experienced materializes in their dreams. On the rest of this track, we will discuss three types of dreams: trauma dreams, freedom dreams, and resolution dreams. As you are well aware, in sexually abused children, dreams are sometimes an attempt made by one's unconscious to communicate a memory repressed behind defenses. Though the victim may not realize what the dream is trying to say or even remember the dream itself, the effects are keenly felt. Renee, age 35, began therapy without being able to remember her frequent nightmares. She would say, I woke up filled with fear and my bed was soaked with sweat. I can't recall the dream, but I know I was being hurt. To help Renee deal with her nightmares, I found a dream journal to be beneficial. You might compare how I introduced dream journaling to Renee with your technique. I told Renee to start writing about her dreams as soon as she woke up from them. Though difficult at first, she found that as she continued writing, more of her dream was remembered. She wrote, I was trapped in a black room, like a big box, It had no windows or doors. I was terrified, and something outside was going to get me. I ran around the room, bashing into walls, trying to get out. Each time I ran into a wall, somehow part of my body started to bleed. Soon I was covered with blood. Then suddenly I sensed something in the room with me. I would scream and then I'd wake up. As Renee discussed the dream with her group, Renee began to retrieve memories of her past that she had been repressing for years. When she was 5, she had been sexually abused by her mother's boyfriend and would hide in a closet where he would find her, beat, and rape her. Once she had remembered this part of her past, Renee's nightmares gradually decreased. Would your Renee, who is experiencing trauma dreams, benefit from dream journaling? In addition to a trauma dream, a second type of dream is known as a freedom dream. This type of dream, instead of bringing to light a subdued memory, usually occurs early during a person's healing and is accompanied by a feeling of release. Megan, age 16, had been sexually abused by a girlfriend's older sister at the age of 7. She could remember the experience, unlike Renee, but her embarrassment kept her from speaking about it with anyone. However, once she finally related the story to the therapy group, that same night she had a freedom dream. Here's how she related the content of her freedom dream. "I was standing on a ledge, high up on the side of a cliff. I was so afraid of falling. I knew if I did, I would die. All of a sudden, I opened my arms and leaped out into the air. I didn't fall, and instead I flew. I could see others flying and gliding as I flew. I could see other people standing on the ledge and knew that they were standing there waiting to fly for the first time. Then I would fly really close to one of these people and yell, 'Jump! You can fly too.'" Megan believed that the freedom she felt when flying in the dream reflected the freedom she now had after bringing her abuse to the forefront. In addition to trauma dreams and freedom dreams, a third type of dream is the resolution dream. The resolution dream, I find, usually occurs during the healing process. A resolution dream, however, signifies an emotional wound that has finally closed. Ryan, age 15, had been sexually abused by his father when he was 10. Since then, he has had a reoccurring dream of being chased through a house. Ryan stated, "While running, I locked doors and closed all the windows, as someone from outside is trying to get in." After being in group therapy for 5 months, Ryan's dreams had changed. He stated in one group session, "One night, I let the person outside in the house. It was my father. When he came in, I just stood there looking at him. I got bigger and bigger, and he got smaller and smaller. I was no longer afraid of him. I just turned and walked away." Though Ryan realized he has much more healing, the alteration of his dream indicates, I feel, a giant step towards his recovery. I have found a good companion technique with dream journaling is the rules exercise. The rules exercise can become a vehicle for interpreting the familial relationships that are reflected in the client's dreams. In this exercise, I ask Renee if she wanted to write down 5 rules, either spoken or unspoken, that she remembered from her childhood. As you know, rules are a good measure of how open and stable a family system is. An open family system will be able to change their rules according to situations. In a closed family system, as you know, one which breeds negative experiences, rules are more demanding and unbending. I have found good questions to consider while going through the rules exercise are: who made the rules? How adaptable were the rules? How were they enforced? Which rules have you kept in your adult life, and how have they affected you as an adult? Let me repeat those 4 questions again in the rules exercise. Who made the rules? How adaptable were the rules? How were they enforced? Which rules have you kept in your adult life, and how have they affected you as an adult? Noting such details, I find, helps to discern how the early familial interactions have an effect on the adult today. Can you think of your Renee that might benefit from a rules exercise? On this track, we discussed 3 types of dreams: trauma dreams, freedom dreams, and resolution dreams, as well as the rules exercise. In the next track, we will discuss the child's feelings of guilt and responsibility related to "It Wasn't Your Fault." We will also look at the use of externalizing abusive messages. Question 1. What are 3 types of dreams that may be experienced by those that have been sexually abused?